A Consolation by Lumos Drabbles. Chapter 1. Sunset. Sixth year. First day. Sunset. Bangers and mash, steak and kidney pie, treacle tart, custard creams, crepe au chocolat. Severus stuffs his face. Lucius picks at his food. Narcissa ignores them all. There's only one thing that holds her attention today. Red and gold. Lily laughs across the hall. Chapter 2. Punch. Fist fights and broken jaws. No one knows who threw the first punch.
Accio!
Narcissa shouts. Two wands fly into her hand. Severus separates from James reluctantly, clutching a bloodied arm.
Idiots!
I couldn't agree more. Lily steps forward and frowns.
Hospital wing, now!
An opportunity.
I'll go with you.
Chapter 3. Joint. Hospital wing. Separate beds. Joint injuries.
First day of school, and they're already fighting, Lily sighs, disappointed.
Narcissa is careful not to look at her.
Boys will be boys, she says.
The nurse, coming, going.
And what about girls?
Asks Lily.
Well, what about them?
She pulls the curtain closed. Chapter 4. Locket. Slytherin's locket. Enhanced strength and cleverness. Narcissa wishes she had it now. Maybe she would have the strength to look Lily in the eye. Maybe she would make a clever compliment about Lily's hair. Maybe she would open the curtain again. Maybe. But she doesn't, so the curtain stays closed. Chapter 5. Hormones. DADA class. Spells instead of fists. Hormones and curses flying.
Did you want to be partners?
Narcissa nods, surprised.
Don't slow me down.
A mocking curtsy, almost to the knee. Narcissa imagines pushing her all the way down, keeping her head there, lips open wide.
I wouldn't dream of it.
Chapter 6. Collarbone. A spell. Colliding, shattering. Lily cries out in pain.
Why didn't you move? I didn't see it in time.
Detention.
The professor.
Dangerous spellcasting. Unsportsmanlike behavior.
Professor, I'm really all right.
A wince. A grimace. A necklace of purple on a pale collarbone. Narcissa's wished for it, but not like this. Chapter 7. Detention. The dungeons are chilly, but Narcissa's used to cold. She finishes her lines methodically. Crosses her T's, dots her I's. Lily is waiting for her, ready to shove a stack of papers into her arms.
What is this?
My notes. I heard you're failing astronomy. An apology. A consolation. Chapter 8. Cauldron.
Attraction. Infatuation.
Slughorn explains.
It's all fake.
Petunias, ink, muggle sweets, lemon bitter. Narcissa hates it, loves it, wants to bottle it up and store it under lock and key. She glances at Lily over the boiling cauldron, then quickly looks away. It doesn't feel fake. It feels like fate. Chapter 9. Doubt.
She'll never love you back.
Lucius sniffs, lounging back in his library chair.
He won't either.
Narcissa watches Lucius, watching Severus, watching Lily.
It doesn't matter, he says,
doubtful, hopeful. At least I don't lie to myself.
It's not lying, Lucius grits his teeth. It's protection.
Narcissa rolls her eyes.
Chapter 10.
It was worth it. Astronomy tower. Moon in the sky. Stars in her eyes. Hands brushing. Breaths whispering. Sharing a secret only the two of them will hear.
You didn't have to help me, you know.
It was worth it. Leaning in. Tilting up. She brushes a stray hair from Lily's face. Lily smiles.
Chapter 11.
First kiss. Lips on lips. Hands on skin. Narcissa's heart stutters. Stops. Restarts double time. Lily's hair tickles her face. Her soft gasps fill the air. Narcissa leans down. Teeth. Tongue. A necklace of purple on a pale collarbone. This time, she revels in it. Promises to make a bracelet to match.
Chapter 12.
Tolerate. Faraway nook. Soft cushions. Softer smiles.
I thought you couldn't stand me. Lily melts in her arms, languid, beautiful. You're tolerable, I suppose.
Just tolerable. Hands over thigh, up hips, stomach, breast.
How about now?
A little more tolerable.
Lily pinches. Narcissa arches.
And now?
Narcissa closes her eyes.
Extraordinary.
Chapter 13. Nargles. There are nargles in her head, butterflies in her stomach. Narcissa floats between classes, skips between meals.
You're being too obvious, Lucius scolds.
And why shouldn't I be?
She already knows the answer. They both do. Family, politics, tradition, war. But not love. Never love.
Just be careful,
he says.
Chapter 14.
Strangle. Sometimes it strangles her, this need, a pleading grip for her attention. To see Lily like this, moaning and delirious, Narcissa's fingers pushing and pulling, in and out, more and more. Lily's hand in her hair. She's close, so close. Narcissa uses her teeth, and Lily shakes apart under her.
Chapter 15.
Motorbike. Summer. Sneaking out. Freedom.
What is that? Borrowed it from Sirius. Do you like it?
Silver, gleaming metal. Black, helmet and jacket and...
No,
says Narcissa. It's a lie.
That's too bad,
Lily purrs. She straddles the seat, leather against leather.
I was going to take you for a ride.
Chapter 16. Concert.
Shouldn't we watch the concert?
Opera,
Narcissa corrects, head buried beneath Lily's dress.
Yes. That. Shouldn't we? Oh, right there.
Shush now.
Narcissa lifts the hem, peeks her head out.
Someone might hear you.
Then stop doing... Oh, God, don't stop.
Narcissa licks her lips.
Sing for me, darling.
Chapter 17. Undressed. Narcissa's favorite thing to do is undress Lily. Peel back each carefully crafted layer. Prefect. Her jacket lands on the bed. Gryffindor. The zip of her dress slides down an inch. Muggleborn. Silk knickers drop to the floor. Morning comes, scintillating and sure. Lily sneaks out the window, knickerless, laughing. Chapter 18. Murder. The war arrives, knocking on Narcissa's door. Her mother answers.
Where are you going?
Narcissa stops her in the hall.
Stay here. No one goes out or in.
Mother.
Stay.
There is murder in her eyes.
For who?
For whom? She steps outside, crack of apparition drowned by the thunder overhead. Chapter 19. Lipstick. Lily's last letter was weeks ago. Spilt ink, stained lipstick.
Her sister keeps confiscating her post, Lucius says, flipping a page idly.
He's been visiting more. Courting Andromeda. A futile endeavor.
Who told you that?
Severus.
He flips another page.
Can he deliver a message for me?
He pauses.
Hardly.
Chapter 20. Memory. Her sister's room is empty. Gone. Disappeared. Only the memories of her left, sour and tainted, and a gaping hole that will never heal.
I'm sorry,
Lucius says, pitying. He's relieved, actually. Narcissa can tell. They're a better match. Similar ages, similar ambitions. Andromeda's engagement is hers to honor now. Chapter 21. Proposal. Seventh year. Second day. Sunrise. You're engaged, Lily says flatly.
Not yet. He proposed, but...
But you will be, she finishes.
Darling, I never meant for us to happen.
Lily's hair is wild, face flushed. Usually Narcissa loves her like this. Disheveled, fierce.
Lily, please.
I can't do this anymore. Chapter 22. Pottery. Hogsmeade weekend. Arm in arm. Head boy and head girl.
Didn't take her long to whore herself out to Potter.
Don't talk about her like that, Narcissa snaps.
Why not?
Lucius sneers. He watches Narcissa, watching Lily, watching James. Severus remains quiet. Narcissa isn't the only one who lost her. Chapter 23. Daffodils. Narcissa leaves pansies in their nook and daffodils on her desk.
I'm thinking of you. Please, let's try again.
She leaves tulips on her bed and primrose under her pillow.
I love you. I cannot live without you.
Rue in the tower where lips first met.
Regret.
Lily never responds. Chapter 24. Rational. NEWTs. Graduation. Marriage. Narcissa waits for things to change, for Lily to come. She never does. Lucius calls her irrational. Severus calls her delusional. She caresses the bump under her robes.
Hush now, darling.
She feels another kick.
Just hold on a little longer.
Little Draco holds on with her. Chapter 25. Snake.
What do you know about the Evans girl?
His voice is slippery like a snake, sliding over secrets, slithering under the skin.
Nothing, my lord.
Narcissa's mind is an empty tomb, brick by brick. Nothing to think, nothing to see.
I want you to find out.
Of course, my lord.
26. Perfume. Petunias. Ink. Muggle sweets. lemon bitter. Narcissa follows the familiar perfume through the winding streets.
What do you want?
Lily turns on her, wand raised, shoulders stiff. Narcissa drifts closer, to the red of her lips, the red of her hair.
Stop!
Narcissa kisses her. Lily melts in her arms. Chapter 27. Cherry.
A package came for you.
Put it in my chambers. Lucius grumbles at an evening letter, already distracted. Narcissa retires early and rips open the package. Cherry blossoms and snowdrops. Renewal. Consolation. Hope. Narcissa sets them in a vase on the windowsill. The first and last sight of the day. Chapter 28. Bruises. Narcissa rushes to cover the bruises from Lily's lips and Lily's tongue.
It's not enough.
Lucius stands behind her, staring into the vanity.
Here, let me help.
Didn't he? Two drops.
It's not only your legacy anymore.
I know. He presses the cloth to her neck.
Just be careful, he says.
Chapter 29. Library. Severus said they were safe. He said. He promised. But now the rat is saying, he's saying,
Secret Keeper, Godric's Hollow, Potter's, the boy.
Narcissa listens, ear pressed to the library doors.
Tonight!
A voice as slippery as a snake. When the doors open moments later, the corridor is empty. Chapter 30. Insatiable. Narcissa knocks, knocks again. The door opens. Lily, wide-eyed, pajama-clad, gorgeous.
Narcissa? You've got to leave, tonight. He knows.
The Dark Lord is impatient, insatiable. He could already be on his way. One last kiss. She brushes a stray hair from Lily's face. Then she leaves and doesn't turn back. Chapter 31. Dear Diary. Lucius's study, locked in. Her and Draco. For their protection, or so Lucius says. An empty diary to pass the time.
The Dark Lord is gone. Neville Longbottom killed him. Lily is safe.
A response comes slowly.
Are you sure?
Narcissa slams the book closed, tosses it into the fire. Chapter 32. Darling. Andromeda's house. Lily in the window. Holding darling Harry, James kissing her cheek. Come inside, her sister says. Reunion. Forgiveness. The gaping hole starts to shrink.
No, not yet.
One last glance, pulled in by the red of her hair, the fire in her eyes.
Tell her I'll be waiting.